G'day, everybody, and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. Today on the show, it's the mailbag out of round six. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do that wherever you listen. Leave us a rating, leave us a review, and tell your mates. All right, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. We're getting into the mailbag, fellas.
We are. We're going to jump straight in because we've got a billion questions. This one's from Kane.
Yeah, keep them firing. This is good. And some good ones too.
Hey, good. You just slowed me down. Kane Thompson.
No, I'm really sorry about that.
Hey,
next
fellas.
Time I'll consider this
shut
more
up. And love the pod, especially as an expat Perthian living in Melbourne in the epicentre of the Vic bias. Love a good conspiracy RE crypto advertising and the score review. However, I'd like to present an alternative and maybe more plausible reasoning. It was reported the goal umpires had an emergency meeting with operations boss Josh Marnie to express frustration at copping heat for excessive score reviewing due to the AFL's lack of communication to the public that it was the AFL's instruction to do so. The AFL has since communicated this, but knowing the average AFL fan and the toxic, emotionally hyperbolic swamp of footy commentary they are subject to, perpetuated by both social media and Jesus Christ, are unable or unwilling to process this information.
I love this.
And the vitriol against the goal umpires remains. Could this simply be a case of malicious compliance, willfully reviewing everything and anything in an effort to create an even bigger issue that forces the AFL to act in some capacity and take the heat off the goal umpiring fraternity? Or should I just fashion my own tinfoil hat?
I like this.
Keep up the good work. Thanks for hosting informed, reasonable and considered discussions about the game we love without resorting to the
rage-baiting,
small-minded nonsense many of your contemporaries peddle at the moment. Couldn't think of as good of a sign-off as the fridge, Kane.
So does that mean Kane?
Yeah.
Does he want to write a column each week?
Yeah, he pretty much just did.
I'll pay him.
I'll
split it with him.
I do love that, the idea that the goal umpires are doing some kind of silent revolution.
I like that too.
They're uprising.
Yeah. So I was listening
to review everything until you fix it.
I was listening to Nick Foot yesterday. He's a field umpire, but he does some work for the racing channel.
Yes, you've mentioned him a few times, making me think that you're involved somehow.
No, he was just like, the AFL have said we want to review more.
Hey, Nick Foot, Melbourne Grammar?
No.
Okay.
We didn't breed umpires.
Oh,
we bred footballers.
The umpires.
And PWC.
And prime ministers, but that's about it. Apparently it's been well communicated that they've been instructed to do it. So as I'm sitting in the commentary box calling them dicks.
It's not them.
It's not them. So it's your mate.
Andrew Dillon. I don't think that's his decision, but yeah. Oliver.
Mate, you've got to take it.
Oliver Herbu. Hi, fellas. Given how popular the NBA play-in tournament has been, I'm interested to see if you think the play-in concept would work in the AFL. 7th to 10th in a play-in tournament for a final spot. The teams that sit in these positions are cannon fodder for the bigger teams come finals in most cases. I think it would add more jeopardy and interest. Extra motivation for lowly teams to get into a play-in spot, and teams sitting in 7th and 8th, extra motivation to continue to win to move to a guaranteed final spot. The way I see it, we would already have a break between the home and away season ending and final start where a play-in could sit. I think it has potential. Even hardcore traditionalists could get amongst it because the final structure would not change after the play-in tournament is finished. Cheers, Oliver. I love it too.
What numbers did he say again?
7 to 10.
Yeah,
so
I love
it's
it.
The same,
so it's two games.
Similar
in
to
that,
the
that weekend, in that bye round, in you go.
It's great.
The 7 and 8 have the home game, home ground advantage, away
and
you go.
It doesn't affect the AFLW launch because you can do double headers.
Well, they got to shift that around anyway. They haven't got in the right spot anyway. So
that's where they think they will.
Well, I don't think that's even considered, to be honest with you.
But it's considered by the AFL.
Yeah, but I'm just saying this here.
But
would
not
get,
this. This would
get 85,000 people to the grounds or a sold out.
I love this. I actually would move the Brownlow as well. Put all Australian in there. Wild card round. Make it an eventful week. I love it.
I do think the Brownlow medalist. If he's in finals, we should have him the Brownlow medalist for the final series.
So you know who it is.
Yeah, just so we know who it is. So when the big finals are on in his year, he's the Brownlow medalist.
Yeah, okay.
You just look at him differently.
So you would move it in. Well, that would be perfect.
In that time,
yeah, it'd be perfect. Stuart Osborne. Hey, guys. As an old West Aussie living in Sydney, love the pod. Quick comment on the continued knock-on effect of round zero. Round five was the first weekend of school holidays in Sydney. GWS played in Canberra and Sydney had the bye to offset round zero. Yeah. No school sport, everyone on holidays and no footy. Dumb. Love your work. Cheers, Stu Osborne.
So I think in there they've both had a bye.
Giants
have had a game in Canberra.
Yeah.
They've had something else happen where they're away. The away games, obviously, it's been a bit of... And it hasn't worked 100%.
Yeah.
They should just be forward-ending some games in there, especially in the school holiday period. But now also we're going to see the result of those teams that have had the bye already. In a week, 2 weeks' time, when teams are seven, eight, 9 weeks down.
Yep.
And it's been split up beautifully.
Has anyone run the numbers yet on the results?
Coming off the buys and stuff? No, not yet.
Someone needs to. Jesse,
but I think the actual main difference will be in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Jesse O'Keefe, was Jack Riewoldt's call on Lachie Schultz being in all-Australian form on the weekend the perfect example of how ignorant, insular and out of touch the Victorians are? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills here. J-Dog from Exie.
Yeah, he's definitely good not. Sign off. He's been... That is weird.
He's definitely J-Dog not in all-Australian form.
I think I sent you a text saying, Where's
Lachie Schultz?
No, where's Lachie Schultz? But Lachie Schultz might need to find where Vic Park is. At the start of the season, he was nowhere.
He's not in all-Australian form, I wouldn't have thought.
And do you know what I mean, mate? As a Freo supporter, obviously, you've got some purple glasses on. Oh, I never knew Lachie Schultz couldn't kick. Now you see it differently from the other side.
Funny that.
Find the weakness.
Sean Mitchell, hey guys, question for the mailbag. If Brady Hoff maintains his form, should he be in the discussions for an All-Australian spot?
No, won't be, but top five, best and fairest.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah. He's been excellent. Yeah, excellent. Mitchell Barn, with Elliot Yeo playing well this year, would they be making the same mistake you guys have spoken about previously if they didn't look to trade him at the end of the year, having more value this year than previously? Playing very well, but Eagles still need lots of picks over the next couple of years, so they would be better off exploring it rather than holding on to the players for too long. Cheers.
And have I seen discussions parked? Or just nothing moving?
No, it's multi-year.
I think Lachie Reed... Yeah, reported that last night that they just there's no deal yet.
Yeah, okay.
He wants multi.
He wants 2 years.
Yeah.
Which I can understand. He wants security.
Mm. Oh, imagine Adelaide Football Club with Elliot Yeo in their midfield.
I don't think you can underestimate the impact that Elliot Yeo is having on Harley Reid.
Mm.
You don't get what you're getting from Harley if you don't have Yeo.
So you negotiate down, I'll do 1 year, but then I get 3% of Harley's contract for the rest of his career. If I form him.
I think you give him 2 years. I think he's earned it.
He's earned it, but fast-tracking rebuild.
He's not going to be on the money.
Don't forget they lost like 10 goals in the first 3 weeks every week.
Yeah, you have to table it and see what the offer is.
You can't watch Elliot Yeo this year and not think that he's every reason why they're winning.
Yes, but it's irresponsible for the winning manager not to check.
Yeah, it's two more than they'd won last year.
You've got to check in and see
what if Adelaide come back and say, well, we've got Dan Curtin playing fullback. You have Dan Curtin back and a pick. You have to take that deal, right? That's what I mean. You have to see what's out there.
But then you've got to accept that you're going to regress. You're going to regress because...
Yeah, but you're regressing, but fast-forwarding in 5 years when Yoey's sitting in the stands drinking beers with me.
Hamish Thompson, prior to the derby, guess how many games Ruben Ginby has had 20 or more possessions?
One?
Zero.
Twice in 22 games. With a bit of health returning for the Eagles, is it time for Ginby to spend a month in the waffle and learn to get 25 touches and return to the team with confidence? I thought that was his best game of the year.
And as we've discussed previously, I don't think going back to the waffles giving you much for a development point of view. They're getting better.
All right, we're going to run on
a few concerns around disposals.
We're going to run on West Coast questions here, all right, because they're up and about, the fans. James Holder, question for the pod. I'm drinking all the West Coast Kool-Aid. In what universe does Simpson get a contract extension? Would it be at all linked to signing Harley long term?
Imagine that. If you can get Harley, we'll give you one. But Simo's still contracted next year anyway.
I don't think they're doing an extension at this stage. Bo Patterson, g'day guys. Question for the mailbag. Hindsight, as always, is 20/20, but now seeing the game breaking style and team belief, a.k.a. the vibes, being provided so early on in Reid's first season, does Zave think West Coast have improved more than they potentially would have if they had split pick one, as suggested, prior to last year's draft? I'm not even sure who North took with those following picks or how they are tracking, but seeing the whole squad lift around Reid's arrival and the support it provides Yeo and Kelly makes me think this is a lightning-in-a-bottle scenario that couldn't be repeated with a couple of players looking good on the stat sheet. Love to hear your thoughts, and thanks for the years of the pod.
You can't measure the success of Harley Reid.
That pick would have looked like a world-class disaster.
Mm. Right now.
I think you could probably give next year's pick as well.
But in five years, you need to line up where McCurtry and those guys are.
I was one of the very few people who stood on don't trade the pick of Ireland.
So McCurtry and Dersma, right?
Yeah, you can't really tell for 100 games.
Mm.
Jaden Taddy, g'day gents. Thoughts on Jack Williams being a serviceable centre-half forward for the next 10 years? I reckon he's a good cheese. They're out and about. The West Coast fan. Jack Williams is now...
I never thought I'd get a Williams question.
How are we going? We're going beautifully. He has looked okay in some flashes.
Okay, but I don't have 10 years.
These are lightning quick Eagles questions. So do the Eagles still trade Yeo, Barris, JD, TB to help the rebuild? And have like North, directionless? I think he's saying,
he we've addressed
want
that.
Don't trade him. Bottle up, where will Jake Waterman and Harley Reid hang their joint Brownlow medals?
Brownlow and Coleman, isn't it?
Mike R21, will Harley Reid be the first player nominated for the Rising Star 2 weeks in a row?
Wow.
Just give it to him.
Probably could have been. Probably 3 weeks. Lukey Live 01, can Jakey Waterman legitimately contend for the Coleman?
No. I think West Coast will still hang with
very nice purple patch.
Four games, would it be?
Oh, two more.
Well, they'll roll
North. They'll play North two times, I think. Ashley Malittle.
And Freo in the next derby.
Does Xavier rate Harley yet?
I've never not rated Harley. I just think that the expectations of having 35 front pages
It's okay to admit you're wrong. B. Jones 99, would Harley Reid have shown this much so early if he was drafted to North?
Yes.
I don't think this much because I think Yo is a big part of it. And they don't have a Yo.
Or LDU, maybe.
No, I
think he would have shown us just much same amount of...
The Bear 29, could the media attention in Perth drive Harley away? How do we keep him?
It doesn't appear to be.
I don't think so.
But it doesn't appear to be. But Lance Franklin also had a lot of attention. Eventually it did.
He did. Have you met Harley?
Yes.
He's quite... I would say this is probably the best combination of personality to handle what he's...
He's 19, mate. You know what he's going to be like when 22.
He's very confident.
He's 22. He might be dead sick of it.
He wants to play footy. I think he's enjoying it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure he is
Ben,
now.
Ben, g'day, gents. Love the pot. One for the mailbag. I know the AFL loves to preserve the history of the game and foresight isn't their strong suit, but surely we need to delist the bounce. The seconds that run off the clock on a recall bounce are going to cost a team a chance for a quick clearance and a goal in a crucial game one day. Why wait for this to happen to make the change? Either that or put the time back on the clock.
Put the time back on the clock.
Mm. Imagine the stuffing around. It'd be like the NBA. Oh, was it 2.6
seconds?
No, just put it back on. Oh, goodness. Sam Smith. Hey, boys, love the pod. Best footy pod out there. Thank you, mate.
Love it.
What's the view, RE, father-sons versus academy? I know some strong views on getting rid of the academy, but where does that leave the father-son? Distinct lack of advantage for new clubs. And while there are some good, getting great, academy players coming up, it doesn't seem fair that clubs get father-son picks and we have no academy. Here are some father-sons. Dustin Fletcher, Joe Watson, Travis Cloke, Heath Shaw, the Dacos brothers, Tom Hawkins, Gary Ablett Jr., Matt Scarlett, Jack Viney, Brett Ebert, Richo, Ben Cousins, and Libba. I don't think... Well, Brett Ebert Brett Ebert.
Yep.
What do we think? I like the father-son rule. I just think you should have to pay for the player.
Yeah, and I don't know if you eliminate top 10 picks.
I think the biggest thing, what they need to do is not be able to accumulate 40 picks at the back end
correct.
And count for Nick Dacos.
Yeah. If it's Nick Dacos and he's pick one or pick five or whatever, you should have to use your very first round and at a bare minimum.
But also, teams get smart, right? They get clever and they go, oh, we'll just trade our first round. Then we don't have it.
Is that a bit of a storm in a bottle, the whole Dacos being so high end?
Yeah. I wondered whether you can raise the threshold.
I suppose Darcy was as well.
The academies as well. It's the same thing. Make them pay the price and it's fine.
Delete them. Academy's gone.
So I reckon raise the father-son threshold from 100 games, push it up, 150 something.
Oh, there's not many out everybody. There. There's not many out there.
It's true.
The father-son is very unfair to new teams. It's a lot easier to have father-son heritage when you have 150 years of footy. Like Gold Coast, it's impossible for them to have a father-son.
Yeah, they're the only ones.
Their kids are
and the Giants. They're the only ones.
Port Adelaide and Fremantle haven't had a lot either.
That's not their fault. If they've been for 30-odd years. Surely they've done enough shagging that time to have kids.
Yeah, someone should be 30 years old by now,
Of course they should be.
But the pool is smaller, right? Isn't it?
You've only got one dad. It's father-son, not father-great-uncle.
Some people have two dads.
Some people have two dads. Three dads.
Well, it's father-son, not father and my grandfather played for Richmond 130 years ago.
It's unfair, Zave. I know you're a historian. Yeah. It's unfair.
Also, to those two clubs and two clubs only. We're in the generation now.
So two clubs then. Okay. So it's unfair. It's an uneven playing field.
Well, we used to have to travel every second week.
Justin Simpson. Sarong, Brayshaw and Fife all average more handballs than kicks. Freo have no elite kicks at the club. I would argue that Hayden Young is not a kick. Midfield is the issue, not the forward line. Longmuir has designed a game plan to suit the side, but it won't win finals. Eagles' last 2 weeks have shown how important the midfield is to the forward line structure. I do tend to agree because Longmuir is always banging the table going, the connection. And what he means by that is
someone
the delivery
into that
forward line has just not been great. That's when they tend to fall down. How do you feel about this? You're just rolling around.
No, I think Justin Simpson. I think I played under 15s in Ireland with him. There you go.
Wait, really? Justin Simpson. Swan District. Is this Jess Simo?
Yeah, right.
He's a good man.
Good man.
Swan District's premiership player.
Oh, look, no, there's got no forwards. Now, maybe the mids can be better kicks, but when the ball goes into a pack, I don't assume they're ever going to take a mark from a position that they're not likely to take it.
Mitch.
Yeah, I did watch that game on the weekend, seeing Kelly, Reed and Yo all burst forward out of the stoppage and just think we don't have free.
I'd say less than the kicking. It's the bursting of the line break.
That's why Treloar this week's going to be
the line
really
breaker.
Important because he can do that. Whereas Bont is in there, Libba's in there.
Yeah. We've got movers like that, but no.
Fremantle don't have a line breaker.
No.
Mitch.
I like Cameron Zerha. Can you get Cameron Zerha? I think that'd help.
He can't leave North now after he backed out. Yeah,
sure. I reckon he might.
Mitch, yeah, back might again, too. Boys. Wondering if we, that's how he said it, wondering if we can listen back to the clip of Nick saying Giants will smash them last week. Keep the hate coming, too. Mate. Yeah. Josh, I believe, has some audio ready for us here.
Oh, really?
Carlton and GWS, another pretty difficult one. And a couple of depleted teams.
GWS smash them.
That's a confidence.
Why don't we keep receipts?
GWS smash
them. I didn't know we keep receipts.
Hasn't looked at a ladder for 2 years. Yeah. Hasn't looked at the teams. Hasn't looked at the ins and outs. Smash them.
GWS smash them.
Mate, they're a good side.
Can you get it again?
No, I'm bouncing around. I'm apologising every second week for some call.
Let's go one more time.
Carlton and GWS, another pretty difficult one, and a couple of depleted teams.
GWS smash them.
Okay.
Can we play that every time GWS lose a game? Kendry Hatton, can we finally put to bed all this nonsense about Bevo not having a top-end list good enough to be a top-four contender? They kicked shit-house for goal last week and their game plan stunk. A complete backflip this week and they've destroyed St Kilda, who everyone rates 7th to 10th sort of side. Not a Dogs fan. He's a little eagle emoji.
Well, I don't think we've said they couldn't. Like, if they were in a grand final, yeah, you wouldn't be the most shocked you've ever been in the world.
Is it Kendrick that has written a Bulldogs question everywhere? But he's not a Bulldogs fan, but he really is anti-Bevo. he's going to die on this hill.
I don't know. As I said last week, they won 16, made the grand final in 21. I don't know. How many coaches out there have got him into two grand finals in 8 years?
Michael Collins, a question for your mailbag segment. How many goals would Dunstall and Lockett kick in the modern game, and would they still be as accurate kicking a goal if they had to work up down the ground getting tired and sweating?
No, they would be so tired.
No.
There's no way you would actually be able to plug them into
No one's kicking 100.
No. Tom Roker, question for Nick Rinn.
Oh, what do we got?
Does he know that Caleb Daniel comes from Bow Desert too?
I do.
And that it is in the Suns zone. So should he be getting a Suns membership? You have one, don't you?
I have a foundation member, yeah. So I got my name on the wall. I'm now a Tasmanian foundation member because they said you get your name on the wall. So I'm trying to accumulate as many.
$10.
Yeah, about 10 bucks.
He'll tell his grandkids he played there.
You're a bandwagon.
They should move those. Did you ever do the thing at like the bell tower where you signed your name and they like etched it in to like copper?
No, I didn't do that. No.
So they should move that up to stadium.
Nathan George, hey lads, love the potty. Pick one. You guys are in charge of the Tasmania footy team. Do you take Reed or Nick Dacos to start your team? I know Reed has only played 6 games, but I would pick Reed as he has a bit more about him, whereas Dacos is a more polished player and is suited to a real good team.
So you'd say highly Reed.
I'm taking Reed.
I'm Reed. Yeah. I'm probably Dugowie over Dacos.
Stick Reed on the post as you're filling that new stadium and put a roof on it. Whatever,
it's a smaller island. You can keep tabs on him a little bit better than releasing him on the mainland, you know?
Oliver Rowlands, hey boys. Okay. Decent long question here. Let's work through it. Since you're fans of the Bill Simmons podcast, I was wondering if you had considered doing what he did a few years ago with NBA and organise a skins draft for the AFL in addition to or instead of the over-unders prior to next season. If you're unsure what this is, essentially you organise a draft order, snake draft, between you and your mates. Then with each pick you select a team's wins or losses with the ultimate goal of your collective picks having the highest total. A team can only be selected once. If a team's losses are picked, then their wins can't be picked and vice versa. So you pick their wins or their losses.
Yeah.
For example, if Nick was first to pick prior this season, he would have taken North's losses with pick 1, Save might take Eagles' losses with pick 2, and Ryan would then take the Giants' wins, pick 3. Then Rhino goes again and potentially takes Hawks' losses, then it saves turn, et cetera, et cetera. Have been doing this with my friends and I for the NBA and have now extended to the AFL. For reference, this season, I secured with my picks. First pick, Brisbane's wins. Cross next to that. Oof. Second pick, Giants wins, tick. Third pick, Geelong wins, tick. And fourth pick, Essendon losses, cross. It's always interesting to see how the question mark teams are picked each year, like the Suns or Bombers.
Oh, we can do
it
next year.
With the Bombers.
I love that. Let's do that.
I really like that.
Jot that down.
Oh, we're on the last page. This has worked out beautifully. Speed round. Tommy Grayson, at his best. Is Bobby Hill the best small forward in the game?
No.
Who is?
On his day, he can
Brent be. Brent Daniels.
On his day, Bobby can be. We
Bobby's
saw
day,
that.
Bobby
he won the North.
Toby Green.
We won the
North. Is Toby small forward?
There's only two teams playing.
Toby's different. Toby's
Toby's his own category.
No, he's not.
He won the North.
There's only two teams playing that week.
Oh,
no. There's 18. I'm sure someone else
at his best. Is he the best? Okay.
Was Charlie Cameron a small forward?
Charlie Cameron.
Sam Tibbetts. Who, in your minds, are the most overrated players in the league?
Not Pat Lee.
Jack, can we clip that up? Just to take away the
overrated.
Most overrated player in the league.
Notice.
Oh.
Well, who have you got?
I'm not saying mine because the meter's going.
Oh, your mate, Darcy Parrish. Darcy Parrish.
No, I'm not saying mine.
I would say in some weird way, Nick Daicos, just because of the constant talk about him as like the game's best player.
Sometimes Sam Draper as well, not to be Draper for sure.
Absolutely. I'd like more time for that one.
Yeah, we'll come back.
Question on notice.
Have Carlton done enough to be considered a premiership contender? That's from Tim Hutch.
Yes.
We mentioned in the possibilities.
When they strike fire and get a good run on, yes.
Yep. Okay. Paul Morgs, if Adelaide lose to North, does Nathan Buckley's name get tossed around ahead to SA? Well, they've signed Knicks for two. They extended him for two years.
Two more.
They're not going to bail immediately.
Buckley.
Wouldn't mind that, the old SA homecoming for him. But he was Port, wasn't he?
He was Port.
But no
take a look, have you taken a look at his auction?
Yeah, that's pretty sour, isn't it?
It's a little bit grim.
Yeah, it is sour. And I know he said he bought back his medals and whatnot.
Brownlow and something else. Yeah.
That's sad. Sad because the kids are in it, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the whole thing's sad.
But, Matt Scarps. Thanks. This is all caps, by the way.
Bargains to be had.
Thanks, Zay, for Cat's last undefeated team. $18-1. Pays to listen to Predictions Pod.
Wow.
There you go. A shout out for you.
I didn't get a slice of it, but anyway.
All caps too.
I just took. I would have asked him for a box of beer out of it, but I assumed one would be sitting
here. Have you
here.
Got many going? At 18 the moment?
To 1.
Apart from Darcy, who has that been settled?
No, we settled. I know, I still owe him a carton of beer.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I mean.
Are there any other cartons going at the moment?
I'm thirsty. Tonight. I'm thirsty tonight, and there's nothing there.
I'm sure
dinner,
you've got.
Short week.
Lickstagram. Would you play Ben King back?
No.
He says, I'm already high on Jed Walter.
Yeah, but you can play two key forwards.
I think you need both of them up forward.
Yeah, need to be forward, but you need to get a kick.
C. Hendo 21.
Those boys could almost be in the previous question.
Overrated.
Overrated.
But just, they haven't done enough to be
the Kings.
To be the stars that clubs think they are.
Who comes in for Amos? Tabana, Voss, or do they go with Sturt and Simpson? I think we might see Voss this week, maybe.
Yeah.
Doesn't give you great confidence.
Played okay the contest last week. Yeah. Mm. Corey Lyle, has Clarko lost the players?
No, I don't think he's got the. I don't think he's got them.
He hasn't found them yet.
You've got to find them before you lose them. Connor Doyley, what value does Jago O'Meara have in this Freo side? Is his leadership valued or is he a progression stopper?
And we spoke about it because I think the kids or whoever's had their chances to come up and play.
Man,
I don't think they've shown a great deal.
Problem with Jago is he's another non-burst player.
Well, he's not playing inside either. He's been jogging out to the wing over and over and over again.
It's not his go.
No, it's not.
It's not his go.
It's one of those ones, if he doesn't fit the square peg round hole, eventually you've got to make a call, right?
Yeah.
Glenn Dickerley, do you agree that oil and ball grip should be banned? They impact skills negatively. That's probably a question for you.
I've never noticed it, to be honest with you.
No.
Only the big hawk with the arms shiny. I've never noticed on the field. Only to piss you off before the games, you'd touch someone's jumper and they'd have the sticko stuck on their chest. That's why you see them rub their chest a bit.
Yeah. Is the gloves coming? When's the glove? Is anyone wearing a glove at the moment?
Yeah, Mason.
Yeah, big Mason. Oh, yeah. Big white glove.
That's right.
Mm. Oh, been a pleasure. No beer.
Done.
Had a minute to go, too.
Still no beer.
Look at this. Great time.
No beer, maybe no swiper. Week. What a good week.
Told you, mate. It's cracked down. They're worried. All right. It's been the Hardball Gets AFL show. See you next time.